Hi, I'm here with Mick Delaney. He's going to be speaking later on in the day. Hi, Mick. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm from a startup in London. It's called Elevate Direct. We're basically building a recruitment platform to cut out the middleman, cut out the recruitment agent. Today I'm going to be talking about, we're currently on AWS. We've been migrating to Azure. Some of the war stories about that. Also about the growing pains of our business, the successes and so on. And by the end, I'm going to get into sort of where we want to go with the platform going forward, how we can optimize and improve and so on.
Sounds interesting. I'm in startup mode myself, so it'd be interesting to compare stories.
Yeah.
So why have you made the decision to move to Azure?
There's basically a bunch of reasons. One of the things is we wanted to try and raise the level of abstraction a little bit, move away from virtual machines and get into a more platform-orientated situation. So I've been looking at Azure, keeping an eye on it for a while because we did evaluate it a couple of years ago. So that's really the big driver, to try and deploy our .NET services. And I've been looking at Azure websites and so on and all the rest of it. And stuff like Azure mobile services, it just feels like there's a good platform play there, as opposed to on AWS, seeing as we're at .NET primarily, they're more, slightly more Java focused. I mean, I haven't had any issues on AWS, so I'm not going to start complaining about it.
But oh, go on.
That's just the big driver there, I think it's about, I suppose it's more about business agility, really. That's the driver.
Yeah. So how are you finding working with Azure as a relative newcomer?
Well, it's been interesting enough. I mean, we've written the primary app in .NET, so that kind of helped a lot. Some of the areas were difficult to move over was swapping out S3 to move into Azure Blob Storage. That was, there's obviously just totally different products.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff we had was easy enough to change because it was just ASP.NET running in Windows servers on AWS, so that's been easy. And I think the SDK is really good. It's been a really positive experience, actually, for Azure. So obviously, we're still continuing down that road. It is a bit of a challenge to go and pull out your applications from a new, from an existing cloud to a new cloud. So it's been worth the effort so far.
So how long has the startup been running?
We've been sort of in business about 2.5 years. That's when it first started. I think in anger with customers and so on, about 1.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you getting onto Microsoft BizSpark or?
We started with BizSpark. That was a big help with licensing and so on. Microsoft have been a big help as well in this particular phase and moving into Azure. It's been really positive. And the business is doing pretty well too. We've got a lot of good customers now. The area that we're in is recruitment, so one of the things we're trying to do is remove the middleman, take the recruitment agent away from the picture. So we've been doing a lot of data processing.
Don't tell Joe that.
Well, most people put their hands up straight away, and they're delighted when they hear that sort of thing. But I think because we're dealing with so much data now as well, some of the new offerings on Azure, like the machine learning as a service, may well have relevance to us down the line as well. So it's all pretty positive.
What sort of devices are you targeting? Is it mainly a web application?
Yeah. Initially we took the idea of we're a startup, keep it as simple as you can. We were self-funded as well, so we had to get a product out there. So we just targeted a web browser. Wasn't really responsive or anything like that to begin with. Whereas now, now we're kind of in the next phase where we want to grow and sort of automate a lot more. So we're developing native clients as well. So we're in the process of prototyping on PhoneGap and Xamarin as well. So one of the big things for us is to try and basically automate as much as we can. By automating, then it reduces the cost of doing business and everyone's recruitment costs and their time. So the big area there is with candidates. We're looking to massively improve their user experience and automate it through better devices and so on and native clients and things.
So what challenge would you say as a startup you have? I mean, you started on AWS, now you're moving to Azure, but the cloud, what problems does that particularly help for a new startup?
Well, the obvious one is you don't know how successful you're going to be. I mean, in the old days you would have had to go and buy a bunch of servers and provision them and so on, and really I think when people first started to think that, to move beyond that, it was the whole idea of the performance is not going to be good enough. That sort of largely has been, sort of that myth is now gone, really.
Yeah.
People are comfortable working with virtual machines, so the elasticity immediately gives you that benefit. I mean, spin up one machine, next week you get a big client, spin up 10. If it doesn't work out, bring it back down again. So that's obviously a huge, huge plus straight away. And I think with a lot of the clouds now, the way they're competing against each other, their tooling is superior. I mean, if you run a raw server in a data center and compare that to the sort of tooling you get in Azure, there's no comparison, really, So...
So what are the real benefits of Azure to your company?
Well, I touched on this today in my talk. What we need as a startup is to be able to produce stuff quicker, innovate faster, really compete in the marketplace against potentially bigger customers. So we get the elasticity of Azure, but also we get the managed services. That's a key part. We don't want to have to spend money and resource hiring people to manage servers, to manage databases, and so on. And if you look at Azure, the curve they're going on, this is where the direction they're going in, that fits with our philosophy. You've got backend as a service and Azure mobile services. You've got machine learning as a service. That's really what you want. And I think one of the innovations as well there is that with Azure's networking, you can basically wrap that in all of your own network, secure, but you leverage the benefit of managed services. And if you were to compare the like-for-like cost between hiring a DBA, versus, there is a marginal cost on top of a server to use a managed service, but it's nothing by comparison.
Nothing compared to a DBA.
It's a huge, huge enabler to startups like me and you to be able to compete with the big boys, really.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us. Where can people go to find out more about Elevate?
Yeah, elevatedirect.com.
Okay.
So, we're ready to work with new customers. We've saved a lot of people time and money. So, it's all good.
Great. Well, I hope the talk goes well. I'll be watching.
Thanks for talking to you.
Thank you. See you.